How do people get started? Where do they get stuck? Does their family really follow along when they want to get organized? Wouldn't you love to peek behind the curtain and see how other people in the 100-day program are actually getting their home organized? Well, that's what we're going to be doing from now on the Wednesday new Organize 365 podcast. I would love to introduce you to your fellow Organize 365 members that are on this home organization journey with you. Let's see how they have gone from disorganized to organized. You all have heard me talk about Vanessa, especially on the Thanksgiving podcast for the Gives Back program. Vanessa is our newest Organize 365 team member, and she is in charge of our charitable Gives Back program. Vanessa, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you and I go way back, like way before even Organize 365.
Yes, way back.
So it's not really how did you find Organize 365. Tell everyone how you found me and then also how you came to work at Organize 365 also.
Well, initially I found you because I had just moved here from Charlotte, North Carolina. And I was a creative memories consultant, and I was looking for a consultant. Ended up finding you and starting to go to your workshops once a month and enjoying that thoroughly. And then through that, we became friends. And the rest is kind of history, you know. And then once we stopped doing that, we started going out to dinners and doing some fun stuff too.
Yeah, Vanessa is part of the group of four of us that go out to eat. It's supposed to be once a month, but it usually ends up being like every 6 to 8 weeks. It's the one standard group of girls I've been going out to dinner with for how long have we been doing? Like 12 years? A long time.
A long time.
A long time. So then how did you end up at Organize 365?
Well, I was a stay-at-home mom for many, many years. And I enjoyed that, but it got to the point where we needed to have extra income, and my husband started consulting. We needed insurance. I needed to get a job that had insurance. So I started working, and I found that, but didn't find a job that I felt like I was gifted at or felt like I could really bring something to the table for. So, and I remember being frustrated by that and coming to see your new warehouse and talking to you about my frustrations. And then I just point blank asked you if you needed help. And at the time you didn't, but you kept that in your little back pocket. And next thing I know, you were asking me if I was interested in a job. And I was like, yes, please. And then here I am.
Yeah. If you guys come to Embrace or you ever get a chance to meet Vanessa in person, like Vanessa is the essence of nice. Like there is nothing not nice and embracing about Vanessa. She is just like the easiest person to talk to and just makes everybody feel so comfortable. And so I knew that you are a perfect culture fit for Organize 365. It was just a matter of when would a position be available full time, because you were leaving a full time position that you could do. And we didn't have healthcare, but in the meantime, your husband had gotten healthcare. So that was no longer a game breaker for you. So the position came along and you had healthcare and we made it happen. I'm so excited. And we have, so the joke is at Organize 365 is that you get hired in under some job description, but within 3 months, that is no longer your job description. And in my defense, based on what I've read about companies that are growing more than 30% per year, the job descriptions and the accountability chart tends to change multiple times per year. And pretty much every trimester, I change our accountability chart. And sweet little Vanessa now has her name in, is it 4 or 5 different seats on the accountability chart?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Everything except in the finance column, she has some job somewhere. And also in a small company, currently we have 10 employees. There are a lot, I'm finding that there are a lot of functions inside of companies, like 30 different functions that we have inside of Organize 365. But like for 2 hours a week, I'm in the finance department. And for 25 hours a week, I'm the face of the company. And then for another 5 hours a week, I'm director of operations. Like, so we're all playing multiple hats if we're working full time inside of Organize 365. And as the company grows, those 35 positions would have 35 full-time employees. But right now, Like, it depends on the day and the time of day, which position inside of the company you're doing. And you, again, are just, as Pat says, you're pivoting so well that you're dancing, Vanessa. So welcome to the dance floor.
Well, it's a good thing I love to dance for all those who know me.
Yes, yes.
I can vouch for that.
So tell us about your family. You moved here from South Carolina or North Carolina. I'm one of the Carolinas. And who lives in your house with you?
Yes. So it's my husband. Mm-hmm. We have three boys, but two of them are in college now. So we have the youngest at home now. He's 13. And he's proud to have just turned 13. He's very excited. Keeps me on my toes.
Yeah. So cut out there for a minute. So as you two college. Imagine, yeah. Two college boys and a 13-year-old.
Two college and a 13-year-old. Yes. And they keep me busy. And they're, as you can imagine, there's with three boys, lots of stuff, lots of chaos, busyness. You know, they're all involved in activities and, you know, and then we have church and church activities and sports and music. And there's, you know, all kinds of things going on in our house. And we're constantly pivoting there. So I kind of have a little, experience with that pivoting scenario. But with that comes a lot of chaos. And when you're a stay-at-home mom and you're with the kids all day and you clean up a mess and then they're constantly remaking the mess right after you've cleaned it, can cause some stress, right? And especially when you're looking at it all the time, I feel like, you know, anytime when you're busy and you're running around, you don't have the time or you feel like you don't have the time, it tends to feel like chaos. And it's overwhelming.
Yeah. So you are no longer a full-time stay-at-home mom because you're working right. full-time and your husband is actually working from home.
Right.
Isn't that like a mind bender? Like
it is.
Cause you were like, I have to be home for this thing. And then you're like, wait a minute, there's already an adult at the house. Like I don't necessarily have to be there for that. Like how has that transition been for you? Like, especially Organized 365 is not the school schedule. Like we are like 365, like a full-time job.
Right, right. And that is a change. It's an adjustment. But luckily, because my husband works at home, the transition, I feel like, is not as bad as it could be, you know, where we'd be scrambling for somebody to get a kid somewhere or if somebody was sick, you know, it's not like we have to worry about somebody being at home because Steve is already there. So, you know, that's nice. Now weeks that he's traveling, that makes it a little bit of a challenge. So we cross our fingers and hope everybody stays well during those times. But I like, you know, the other thing about that too, is that you're flexible with that. Mm-hmm. And if something came along and I can work from home, you know, with most of the things that we do. So.
Yeah. We try to have flexibility. Like we try not to abuse it, but when necessary, you know, we tend to flex. Currently, we are all women on staff. I'm sure that will change, but at this time, that's what we are. And I'm trying to think, some don't have children, but we all have household responsibilities. Like I remember growing up, one of my favorite family members who actually would have been our guardian if our parents had passed away, this is the woman that would have taken care of us. She never had children, but she always worked 30 hours a week because she said as a woman and the head of her household, she couldn't work 40 hours a week. Like she needed time for like all of the shopping she needed to do and take care of her husband, take care of herself and take care of her house. And she only wanted to work 30 hours a week. And I remember hearing that and thinking, oh yeah, there is a certain amount of time that needs to be taking care of the household, not necessarily child related. And 40 hours a week plus a commute, I mean, it's a significant amount of time.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us, why did you decide to get organized? Like, what was the first reason? Why did you decide to get organized and when was it?
Wow. Probably a couple years ago because I had consulted with my master closet. I was very frustrated with that. You know, frustrated with things not working, things constantly being a mess. I would try something, it didn't work, and I could never make something stick. So when you came over and you had helped me with my master closet, I mean, that was a game changer right there because that was so, it just opened up a small space and made it more functional. And, you know, it has stayed. It's, yeah. You know, my husband was into it and I was into it, or it worked for both of us. And it made at least that part of it less chaotic. I swear, I don't have clothes in storage. Everything's either in my closet or in my dresser, and that's mm-hmm. it. And I've been trying to pare down even more from that, especially because this now I just started the 100 days just recently, and that was huge. And it's a little bit addictive, I have to say, because then I find with that whole 15 minute, like set a timer or whatever, like now I have it in my head what a 15 minute block might look like if I'm working on something that I'm like, oh, I have 15 minutes. I could go tackle that pile or that drawer. You know what I mean? And so that has really freed me of the guilt or feeling overwhelmed that I can tackle a project in a smaller way, you know, in a more manageable way.
So yeah, you were a professional organization client, but also we were just really good friends when I started Organize 365. So as I was like blogging about stuff, even before I officially started professional organizing and before like you even paid me, we would puzzle through your kitchen, your laundry room. We did the master bedroom. I remember doing the boys' room because in your house, there's an addition. So there's two master bedrooms and the boys shared a master bedroom, remember? So there's two closets in there. We cleaned all that out. And the kids were probably like middle school, early high school. And then, you know, you had this surprise baby, this bonus baby, which is so fun because you and our other friend both had babies that are both like 13 now, 12, 13 now. And so you are so easy to talk to. And I would just be like, well, let's try this and let's try that. And I tried a lot of stuff with you because you would give me feedback and then we would like tweak it and we would go forward. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff in the 100 days, like way back when I started Organize 365, like we were playing around with that stuff in your house together. I remember doing your closet was so fun because you have fun clothes. Like, and you have accessories and scarves and necklaces and earrings and stuff. And I don't, like, I have the same jewelry. I'm no scarves. You have like fun accessories and you always have such cool outfits. I love seeing what you come to work in.
Oh, you're sweet. But I mean, think about this. You have been organizing since way before that. I mean, even back in creative memories, because you remember all the memorabilia I had. I think we weighed it, didn't it? It was like 20 pounds and we got rid of like 10 pounds of my extra stuff.
I think we did all that before Organize. Like, I think we did all that when I was a creative memories consultant, because part of what I did as a creative memories consultant, when people would come to the workshops, because I'm a busy bee and I have to be busy, is I would just make this announcement. I'd be like, okay, whose night is it to get organized? And somebody would say, me. And you had to buy the organizers from me. So it was a sales tactic, but people didn't care. And like, I took literally your pile of papers and stickers and I would just talk to everybody and I'd set it out on a table. And by the time you left, all your stickers, all your paper, everything was organized. And then the joke was, like, if somebody was like, where are my birthday stickers? And everybody would be like, in June. Like, because everybody's sticker books were organized together the same way. Their paper was in the same order. Somebody would be like, I don't know where my paper trimmer is. Or like, front pocket. Because everybody had the same bags. And so you were a consultant. And I came over and we organized that closet in your upstairs between the two master bedrooms. There was that closet full of creative memory stuff. You remember? That's do you remember your house? Yeah. Like, I remember your house. Too. So I think we did the boys' bedroom then. It was way before I was a professional organizer.
Because we turned, there were two closets in their room.
Yes.
And we turned one of them into a work area, like a desk.
Yep.
And we just took it completely out because boys don't have that many hanging clothes like girls do.
We did. And we totally, it was fun because you and Kim would let me do whatever. So I was like, okay, let's try this. You're like, okay. And both your spouses are like, oh, I see Elisa's been here.
Exactly.
Yeah. So those are fun. So if you're wondering, like, has this stuff been tried on real people? Yeah, my friends. They were the guinea pigs. They don't have any doors on their closets at all. So, that was so fun.
Well, and I even remember us working on your basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were doing that for creative memory stuff and different things. And closets. Podcasts, weren't we?
Were we doing recordings in the basement?
You were vetting something.
Who knows? Anyway. I have now found the company that I'm staying with for the next 25 years. But before Organize 365, there were # a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
Most of which I tried to monetize, which was hilarious. Okay, so your master closet, that though was the first time that we truly like were trying to organize you. Everything else we did was either like business oriented or kid oriented, which we all know that doesn't last. But we did the master closet, and that was the first time we organized something that wasn't organized before for you, and it stayed for a long time.
It still, yeah, it still works. And, you know, every now and then we go through and we move something around or do something different. But yeah, in all honesty, there was a nice space in there where I could hide all the Christmas presents from the kids.
Yes.
And they would never know. They never, ever, ever looked in there. I was so lucky because I know people have kids that get in their stuff, but my kids never got in it. So it was awesome. It was a great hiding place.
Yeah. And you have like your master bedroom is huge. So it also, other than that closet, it has like a nook. And do you remember when we organized that desk? You had like all of your desk stuff there because you were doing creative memories, but you're very crafty and you like to sew. We had sewing stuff there. Did we have stamping stuff there too?
There might've been. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we created that like a little craft nook. And I made places for all of the different crafts, but only one could be out at one time. Remember, that was the rule. Right. You had a hard time with that one.
Yeah, I did.
As we all do. You're like, no, I want to keep it all. I was like, all right, we're going to need more organizers. Oh, so fun. Okay. All right. So that's like way before even Organize 365. In all of that time, and now as you are, you know, midlife, your husband's working at home, you're working full time, kids at college now, what has happened since you started this journey of getting organized that you didn't expect to happen? Because you've been on this journey for well over 10 years.
Yeah, I think that the biggest surprise was, I don't think I ever thought I wouldn't have a ton of stuff. Like, I just felt like there was always stuff and piles. Mm-hmm. And now I'm starting to see through that. Like, there's less piles and less chaos. Now, when the kids come home from school, that's a different story. But at least I know that's temporary. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the stuff that's always around that you get frustrated at because you're sitting in your room and you're like, oh, there's that pile again. Oh my gosh, you know, I can't relax. There's that stuff. I'm feeling guilty that I haven't cleaned it. Like, I'm a bad wife and a bad mother and all this stuff. And now I don't have that. You know, I'm able to let go of things. I think, quite honestly, I think I inherited that mentality of, well, you might need it someday. So you can't get rid of it. Definitely had that in my history. And I'm not needing that anymore. I'm not feeling like I need to hold on to this stuff. And if it's something that I'm worried, like if it's a memorabilia kind of thing, if I really don't want it, but I don't want to lose the memory of it, I take a picture of it. And, you know, that relieves me of the guilt of not having it or being able to remember it or, you know, that sort of thing. So it's alleviated a lot of that shame and guilt and also that feeling of overwhelming. That overwhelming feeling. Mm-hmm. So, which is great.
Did you experience any unexpected events while you were getting organized in your organizing journey? I mean, other than just regular life?
unexpected events. I mean, we've had deaths in our family, and honestly, having known you and the Organize 365 brand and the programs, it did help when I had to go help. It was my aunt that passed away. And when my mom and her sister had to go help with that, I went along as well. And I was able to, while they had to run errands and do things that had to be done in order to close the estate, I was able to stay behind and help organize the place and help my cousin out. Because my cousin was actually very sick when it happened. He was hospitalized for 8 weeks, long story, but he was unable to help in the process. And we had a limited amount of time because this was out of state. And I was just able to go through things quickly. Mm-hmm. And I just had you in mind the whole time, you know, just do that next counter, do that next pile, do that next thing. And that really helped us a lot. My mom and my aunt really appreciated it because they're a little bit older than me and couldn't physically do some of the things that I could. So luckily I was in a position where I could help as much as I could. And, you know, honestly, I have you to thank for that and all the processes you put in place that I could take with me as I did it.
Yeah, it's a lot of mental, I mean, you worry that as you age that your mind will go, but for sure your body's going to go. Like, I mean, you just, I mean, even today, I'm only 47, but I don't do a lot of exercising and my upper body strength is just non-existent. Like, Joey, get in here and lift this heavy box. Like, it's just non-existent at 47. So when I'm 67, 77, 87, like, you know, my mother-in-law fell and broke her pelvis because she was organizing in the basement when she was 73, which to me is like a baby. Like, I'm going to live to be over 100. Like, Ian, are you kidding me? Like, it's 73? Like, it's way too young to fall and break a hip or break a pelvis. Or like, your physical strength goes away so much faster than your mental does. And so I'm going to get to it later. Well, tell me, if you're exhausted, go in your storage room now, you are not going to want to go through there 5, 10, 15 years from now. It's going to be exhausting. And I often would say, when I counsel physical professional organizers, I would say you have 5 years. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you've got 5 years at this career. And then like, I'm organizing paper for a reason. Paper is light. I can move paper boxes. Like, it's detail oriented and it's mental. I could do it at home. I don't have to do it at people's clients' houses. They're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't want to organize basements and garages and attics. It's hot. It's dusty. There are mice. It's gross. And so when I started my professional organizing business, within 2 years, I wasn't doing any of the cold spaces. I was in the kitchen. I was in the office, I was doing the paper. And Chrissy and Carol, who organized for me, were like, give me the basements, give me the bedrooms. Like, we want all this space. And then eventually they're like, I'm exhausted. Like, just recently I talked to Carol. She, we stopped in-home physical organizing 2 years ago, but she still has done it until last month. And she said, I'm out, Lisa, I'm out. I don't want to be in another hot garage or basement or lifting, carrying. She's like, I'm too tired for this. But see, she worked out. So she was able, she's in her 50s. She was able to do it longer than me because she had the physical stamina to do it. She's like, Lisa, it's exhausting. So if you're a professional organizer in your late 40s, early 50s, like, you don't see a lot of professional organizers in their 70s physically clearing out basements. If they are, they definitely have a team that is moving the stuff because it is so physical. So if you're putting it off thinking you're going to have more energy later, I'm going to say probably not. Grab a kid or a niece or nephew or the local babysitter down the street and pay them whatever they get at their babysitting rate to clear out your storage now because it is exhausting. As much as it's mental, it is physically exhausting.
For sure.
Yeah. So what do you have more of now?
I do have more time to enjoy things. I feel like I'm enjoying the people in my life. I'm enjoying my home. I'm enjoying, you know, friends. Like, I don't feel like, oh, I shouldn't go out because I should be cleaning this up or I should be doing the laundry or I should be doing this. I have a process for it now, you know, in the Sunday basket, and I do that on Sundays. And, you know, I don't have to worry about looking for stuff as much anymore as I was. And I could tell you, I had piles, probably 3 or 4 different piles that I would have to look through for one particular thing that I knew I just saw the other day and I can't find it. And then it takes me 20 minutes, half hour to try to find it. So I do have more time. I do have more peace of mind, and I'm enjoying just the being in the moment, not feeling so frantic all the time. Mm-hmm. So that's been a gift. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I'm so happy for you and everybody else who's listening. I mean, that is the most common DM I get on Instagram, comment we get on Facebook or in any of the master classes. Like, whenever I say you're going to have more time or you're going to have more mental bandwidth or peace, people are like, yes, I have so much more time. Like, I can think again. Like, never thought they were going to be able to have a coherent thought. And now you and I, our kids are off to college and we do have a lot more quiet at home as well. But this is across the board age-wise. Even people who have babies or no children at all or work, you know, 2 jobs, like, they all feel that same reduction in the mental load, which is so hard to alleviate.
Yeah, I would agree.
What do you have less of?
Less stress.
Yeah.
Less stress, less stuff, mm-hmm. which I'm liking. As a matter of fact, I have a big pile that needs to get out of my house. So I'm excited to get rid of that. I'm like counting down the days. And the nice thing about it is, like, my husband's on board now. Steve is like, All right, you're doing what? I'm like, the 100 days. I just went through all the drawers, my drawers in the bathroom. Oh, okay, I'll go through my drawers. I'm like, okay. So, you know, he's jumping on board. He's like, all right, what are we doing? How are we doing it?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of couples that do it together, especially like if one cooks and the other one is doing the organizing project, they do it together. Like they organize the kitchen together. So super fun. So you were pretty organized before you even started with Organize 365. So you've started the 100-day program. Have you gotten further than day 42?
Not yet.
Okay. So you've done the kitchen and the master spaces.
Yes.
What has that been like? What did you notice doing the 100-day program, even though you and I have already done a lot of those spaces together? What did you notice when you were doing it on your own through the program?
It came a lot easier. I didn't have to sit there and puzzle through it like I think I would have in the past. And I was able to just kind of take everything out. Okay, I think I have some containers over here. Like I have containers in one area. I'm not getting rid of those yet until I figure out where I can use them. And then I'm going to get rid of whatever's left. So that's exciting. So I have a little pile. And then, I cleared out in my master bathroom, I was clearing out all my like makeup and hair stuff and all that kind of health and beauty stuff that girls have. And I had two drawers of it. And it just was a hot mess. Gosh, it was just stuff everywhere. And I think those are my before and after pictures that will come up. And I was able to I found containers, I put it in, I put all the little things in their little spaces, and it just looked so much more organized. And I didn't have to fish for things. Like I'd have to find hair things, hair ties or hair clips, or, you know, do I have another eyeliner? You know, after my run out. And so that was another thing of, you know, and I'm able to plan ahead. So I knew I needed more liquid makeup. I just, you know, put it in my purse and it was in my errands list, and I was able to go get it that one day. And now I never ran out. A lot of times I'm running with an empty thing in my purse, hoping I have some for the next time I put my makeup on. So
now, you'd probably cleaned out your makeup before that and put organizers in your drawer before, hadn't you? At any time?
I had organizers in there, but I did. It was a lot of old makeup.
Mm-hmm. Just hadn't gone through it again.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it accumulated. Mm-hmm. And it was like colors I don't wear anymore and stuff that had been, you know, I've had it for years. So I'm like, I need to get rid of this. It can't even be good to use anymore. And, so that was helpful. I threw away probably two grocery bags of stuff going through those drawers. And I had a cabinet underneath, and, you know, like my aunts would send me a lot of scented lotions and, you know, different things like travel size things. I don't know how I accumulated so many, but I did. And I got rid of a lot of that stuff too. So a lot of that stuff I'm ending up giving to the food pantry that we have. They'll take those travel size things and give them to people and let them have those as freebies. So that's really nice.
Yeah. Homeless shelters will do that as well. Most homeless shelters will do that as well. So the point there is you had done this in the past, even with organizers. So there's something about doing the 100 days every 100 days. Like, so I'll go into my bathroom during the 100 days and I'll literally be able to do the entire thing in 15 minutes just because I don't let much accumulate anymore. But you're changing phases. Like you're working full time now. When you did that the first time, you probably were not working full time. You probably were wearing totally different makeup.
Probably. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah, and when you're at home or you're out roaming around, you just pick up a couple of things, or you can't remember if you had it, or I don't know why I was obsessed whenever I was at a hotel of getting the extra travel
size. Oh, Greg is.
So I would have for guests when they come. So I do have a little section, a little pile for guests, but I don't need, to have a whole bin full. Like that's a little excessive. So like I said, I didn't need it for someday. I was able to give it to somebody. So that was better.
So do you think that part of the 100-day program for you, because you have been organized in the past and you have done these things, it seems to me like you already have organizational skills. It's just someone telling you what to do each day. Like there's no decision. You just, today's makeup. Okay. I'll go and, I didn't realize I had so much. So I'll clean it all out. Oh, today's scarves. Okay. I'll go do my scarves. Like sometimes Absolutely. We forget some of those areas. Like when you do your bathroom, there are probably two or three areas you do, but I'm telling you to do seven. So you're always missing four just because who has a comprehensive organizer bathroom list? Only me, people. So some of it is just knowing what to do the next day, watching the 1 to 3 minute video and then being, oh yeah, that's right. I haven't done this in 4 years.
You know, and those little videos are really key too, because I would watch it and then I would go do whatever it was I need to do. And there might be some little trick or some little tip I hadn't thought of. And so you do a good job of giving people guidance in that way. And in such a short amount of time, and then they know they can just take 15 minutes, go and rifle through and pull things out.
Doesn't it seem like you shouldn't be able to make this much progress by just doing 15 minute a day tasks?
Yeah. It's really interesting because I'm looking at it, you know, back in the day, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's going to take an hour. I don't have an hour, and the kids and I got to do this or I got to do that, or I'm just mentally exhausted at the thought of it. So I would talk myself out of it, as I'm sure many people do, you know, and then, like I said, just having that little 2 minute video, a little bit of guidance and, hey, go do this. And this is maybe a tip on how to organize it. A little bit better and contain it, it just goes a long way, you know? And plus you have that kind of personality that like, you're so bubbly and you draw people to you that people are like, oh yeah, I could do that. Look at her. She's so excited.
Lisa said I could do it.
She did. She empowered me. So sometimes I'll even just turn on my favorite music and take that with me. And that helps, you know, anytime you can do something like that, make it a little bit more fun, then it's not work.
Yeah.
Especially in 15 minutes.
I do say I make organizing fun. I truly mean it. So yeah, you do. You know, I love it. Whenever you're talking to anybody who loves something, like I watch people who do like endurance sports. I'm like, oh my gosh, they love it so much. Maybe I could do that. Oh yeah, I can't run a mile. Maybe not. But I mean, I watch these Instagram people and I'm like, I could do it. I could climb a mountain 17 times. No, I could not. But watching them makes me really feel like I could. And I'm getting really inspired to change my health and my physicalness just from watching people who exceed at it and love it so much. It's like creating in me a desire to get physically healthy. That's exactly where it's coming from. Like, it's not like on my bucket list or anyone around me is doing it. It's really just from watching and listening to podcasts and Instagram people. Like, it's contagious.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's just it, is you have that contagious personality. People want to be, people are gravitating towards you and your positivity and you're empowering and encouraging women to, and men to, you know, just do it. Just take that 15 minutes and go do it. It's no big deal. And people are doing it. You're creating a movement, Lisa.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. We're doing it all together. All of us are in the movement together.
It's fun.
It is fun. Yeah. So what do you wish you knew sooner? I mean, like, you've known me since before the company even.
I know. I don't know why I didn't catch on to this whole 100 day thing earlier, but this whole 15 minutes of, I don't know. I don't know if I just was too overwhelmed. And there was a period of time when I had back issues, you know, and I wasn't feeling very good and not sleeping well. And I know that can, anytime you have any health issues, that will dampen your spirits, let alone your motivation to try to do something physical. So, you know, coming out of that and, you know, that dragged me down for a while, but I'm in a really good place right now. And I'm just happy that, I don't know, I'm just enjoying life, enjoying my family, enjoying friends, enjoying work. I don't know. It's a good place to be. And that I'm getting organized in the process is awesome.
Definitely a benefit of being an organized 365 employee. I love our monthly team lunch. Inevitably, it always ends up like, oh, I ended up organizing this month. Or did you know that we do this? Or like, you guys know about the new products before other people do. Like, when is that coming in? Like, I can't wait to see that. And so the portable bags, the portable Sunday basket bags, we knew about those long before you guys did. And everybody was like, when are they coming in? When can we get them? So I actually had some flown over instead of shipped in so that the girls could get theirs faster because we just couldn't handle it anymore. We had to have it because we knew it was coming. So it is definitely, definitely fun.
Those are so exciting too. I think people are going to love them. Well, they already are, but that's a good one.
at the time of this recording, we are still in the pre-order. We don't have the full shipment yet, so we're still waiting to fulfill all the orders that came in November. So,
right.
Yes, only the Organized 365 team members already have their bags. So what advice would you give to someone who's just starting out, just starting on their getting organized journey?
I would just say, take that first step. You can do it. If I can do it, anybody can. You got to just listen to the 2-minute thing, to the 2-minute podcast video, and then just do it. Even set a timer, set some music. Just take that first step, and I promise you, you'll be addicted to it.
Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for being a guest on the Wednesday podcast. If you guys want to meet Vanessa in person, you can come to Embrace. And Vanessa and I are working on a super secretive project that we are going to reveal at Embrace that we cannot wait.
Ooh, can I say something about Embrace?
Sure you can.
Please, you need to go. If you have not been to Embrace, you need to go. Lisa invited me last year and I went and it changed my life.
Really?
Would it be here? Are you kidding me? Yes.
Yes. Tell us all about it.
I'll tell you all about it. Well, I thought I was going as a spectator to give you some feedback and, you know, all that stuff. And here I'm sitting there with Kim and her and I are like, holy cow, this is really something. And we're like doing our workbooks. And we're listening to people talk and then we're talking and everybody's sharing. Like it's, I don't know how to explain it, but it was very empowering. You were encouraging people. It was very much a motivational kind of conference, but it was very self-reflective too. So you got me to think about what it is that I truly want at this stage of my life. And that got me to take that step. And so what did I do? I started my own business. Well, who would have known? Who would have known? I didn't know. I had no idea until I went to that conference that I even wanted to do that. And I don't, you know, and it was different for everybody. Everybody had their own dream. So that was like, you were pulling that out of people and that was amazing to watch. And then on top of that, you got your son to cry. Who would have known? He was so moved by how you were touching all these women. And what he said was just amazing. So I'm just telling you, I'd like to encourage any of you who are listening, please go to Embrace. You will not be sorry. You will not be disappointed and you will come out just in such a better place. And you'll do it all amongst friendly, encouraging people that just will love on you. I promise.
Yeah, it is a very safe place.
Like, yeah.
It is very much like a motivational conference, but it's also like a classroom because like it's basically a two-day interactive podcast where I share little bits of information. I get you thinking and then you reflect on that and then you share at your table and then I play a song and then we watch a video clip and then I talk some more and I choreograph like every single song and video and activity and gift and surprise from the moment you start on day one to the end of day two. Nothing happens by chance.
It was amazing.
It is really fun. Like it's my favorite thing. And I don't even let the team do it. This year I was like, fine, we'll do Embrace again, but I'm doing it by myself. So I'm doing the entire thing. Like I love it. It's like my big gift.
And we did dance.
Yes. Yeah. Most people are introverts. Very few people dance with me. That's okay. I dance the entire time on the stage. Okay. I sing the songs. I do it all. Yeah. It's the best weekend of the year for me. It's the weekend after Father's Day. And if you're listening to this, when it comes out, we have early bird pricing. Yeah. Sign up because I think it will sell out because we're using the same hotel we used last year and it is not a big hotel. It's a very small, intimate boutique hotel that I love here in Westchester, Ohio. All right, Vanessa. Well, thank you so much. Hopefully thank everyone's going to come give you hugs.
Oh, I hope so. I love a hug.
Are you loving these new podcasts? Oh my gosh. I could talk to you guys forever and I love talking to you actually in person. If you have a story and you would love to share it on the podcast, just go to organize365.com/Wednesday to apply.